Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. This is the 10th shiur, Perek Tes Halacha Yedalid. In the second series, we've been discussing Eid Echad and Dayan Echad. And the Yisod HaDavar is, we saw Shittas HaRambam, that, that the goal of Din of Bnei Noach is Din. Is this to make, there has to be a Chalos Din. And for that is sufficient for a Chalos Din, one aid and one dayan, as opposed to for a Jew, where more is necessary. You need to come out to Chiv and Ptur, and therefore there has to be a proper Beis Din and two witnesses, etc. But for Ben Noach, you just need a minimal din. And as we saw in the previous shir, that we're even machshir krovim, because the nidon is not on the person, the nidon is on the din Beis Din. Do they have a din Beis Din? Even if he's a karov, there's still a din Beis Din. So, Mela Karov is kosher, and the same would apply side to a dayan, side to an aid, even though we saw that it only, in the Gemara, it says it only about an aid, and the Tumim wants to say it's only an aid, it's not a dayan. We saw the Seder Rambam, it's not like that, because it's the same thing, it's the same idea, because both constitute a din, both constitute a minimal din. One aid, one dayan. And this din is for Tikkun HaOlam. So as long as you have a din, Tikkun HaOlam, that's enough, and for that one suffices. And in the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin and Defin Zayin Amid Beis, he's Marich Levayer as Droshes HaGemara. For the chiyuv of a ben Noach be'ed echad v'dayin echad. And after he explains that, he goes ahead and he says that istim farshe edrosh edrushanu drisha kolshi umedeloksiv heitev. Since it says derosh edrushanu, right, like it says in the pasuk in Parshas Noach, v'achaz damcha nafshasechem edrosh miyad kol chaya edrushenu miyad ha'adam miyad ish achiv edrushas nefesh ha'adam. So the Gemara expounds that, as the Yad Ramah has it, that according to some farshim, that says edrush edrushenu, that says in the pasuk a drisha. So what's a drisha? Any drisha is good enough. Any type of drisha, and therefore eid echad is okay, and dayan echad is okay. Any type of drisha sadin, any type of seeking out of din, is enough, because it doesn't say in the pasuk heite. It doesn't say very well, so eid echad and dayan echad are enough, and the Ramah writes that lav mil, so it's not true. So lo nechon. So that's exactly like we've been saying, because according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, so the pasuk is telling us that you don't need heitev, because it's enough to have din be'alma. You don't need a proper din. You don't need like a bona fide din be'etzem. You just need a minimal din. And for that, eidechad and dayan echad are enough. Krovim is enough. It's all cool. But the Ramah argues, and he holds, b'ben noyach, it's a din mamish. So that's how the Ramah argues. He holds that you need a din mamish. And because of that, there's mashmos for each prat. You can't just say in general, eidechad, dayan echad, krovim, it's all good. You need to have a drasha for each one, as the Ramah goes into over there in his parish and in Zion and Beis. Because you need a proper din, and therefore you need a chiddush each time to tell me, eidech is okay, dainech is okay, krover okay. And the Ramah emphasizes that the pasuk of miyad ishachiv, that it's talking about eidim, that for eidim, krovim are okay. And that's what we saw in the previous year from the Tumim, that it's only eidim and not dayanim. But according to what we're learning, the way we're learning now, that it's telling us the gather of the chiyuv, that even if he's his brother, he's not considered a karov. Because we don't look at who he's, the person being judged. We just need there to be judgment. Mitzad din, mitzad tikkun ha'olam. So we're not, we look at the din based in, as long as it's din based in. So therefore, if Karv is good for A, then Karv is also good for Dayan. Rashi, the Ramasul mi pi ish, says, Dahayin vayidei Dayan ish, vayidei Eid ish. In other words, one person's enough, and this one person can either be a Dayan, one Dayan zema speak, and one Eid zema speak. Because Rashi learns like the Rama. And therefore you can't have a raya from Eidim to Dayanim. These are two separate things, because you need a proper bona fide, you need a proper bona fide din. Mitzad anida. And not only mitzad that there should be din, mitzad the base din that they should have tikkun ha'olam. You need a proper, it has to be a proper din, a bona fide din. Not just a minimal din for Bnei Noach, but a proper din like for Yisrael. And the only difference is that we have a terror in the pasuk that one Eid is okay, one Dayan is okay, etc. But it has to be a real din. It can't just be, you know, for, like we said, for Chiv and for Ptur. And not just, right, we said there are two in the previous year, we said there are two layers. There's the Esem HaDin, and then there's which way the din goes. And these are two separate things. So as long as you have, but according to the Rambam, as long as you have a minimal din, that's enough. And then the minimal din can go whichever way it goes. But according to Rashi, and the Ramah, and the Ramban, no, you need a, it's not just a minimal din, you need a proper din, also mitzad anidam. Just like by a Jewish court, you need a proper din. So it's more similar to the din of a Jewish court, it's not a completely different gather of just pure tikkun ha'olam and a minimum of din. You need more than that. It needs to be a higher level of din, a din that also includes chiyuv and p'tur. And again, in order to understand this, one needs to have heard the previous shir. Now it's in shir number 5. Now it's also going to be in shir number 10. But in shir number 5, we proved that there are two inyanim. One is the etzem chiyuv, al pishu al pidineim, aval adin, in b'fniyatva, v'en b'charech l'batzei chiyuvah. There's the chiyuv, but then there's the din. And as long as there's a din, you can do al pid the din, and it's not totally in the chiyuv in the Torah of the Gavra. And we saw the Sholem Meshiv, and Madhura Kam, and Chelek Alsim Rosh Lamed, the Bebe Nenoch, there's no chiyuv b'dei Shemayim, b'dei Norak b'dei Adam. Because his din is not to be mevatzea to carry out his chiyuv, then it would be shaykh b'dei shemayim. But rather, it's a din asmi v'asiyah's din b'veis din. So this is the carrying out his din of chiyuv and p'tur, and then there's the etzem ha-din. Nehoch, all you need is the etzem din. Yes, the kasha, the number of kashas in this show, the meshif and the Rambam, you see that it is chai shaykh b'dei shemayim. And that's why Shabbat Lufanecha, you can be done Dine Israel, you can be done Dine Akum. Either way is fine, as long as there's a din. There's a din, Kiyum Din, if it's a Das Nibusis, if it's a natural law, secular law, and it's also a Kiyum Din, Kedine Israel. And therefore, since Ba'ol Lufanecha, since all you need is Kiyum HaDin, which is also idea of Dine Israel. So when they come before you, like we saw in the Rambam, some you're going to do Dine Yisrael. And when they don't want, not if they don't want, they're glashing the Rambam. Yom ha'techol ha'zakeu b'dine Yisrael zakeu, yisikach dineinu, v'im iyatim, v'im ha'techol ha'zakeu b'dine akum, zakeu, yisikach dinchem. Because the ikar is that you have din. It's not about the chiv and the tour of the gaber. But Bnei Noach, all you need is din. In the Ramah, he wanted to prove that the Iker Dine Mamas of Goyim is B'dine Yisrael. Therefore, Mizakeo B'dine Yisrael, but we saw it's not true. Most Acharon don't pass like the Ramah. Kinim du din yakum. And because the point is that you have to do din. Not mitzad the gabra, mitzad the basin, mitzad tikkun olam. And that's why if they come before you, if they both want to be done din Torah, they judge. And if not, you can be done din yakum, because either way is fine, as long as there's din. And just as a summary of what we've already learned. So here also, as long as you have din, you're fine. And therefore, one dayin, one eid, that's enough for din. It's not mitzad the gabra, it's mitzad the yimei din. And not mitzad the chiv and the tour of the gabra. So, but according to Rashi and Ramban and Rama, no. It's also mitzad the gavra, and therefore there's no raya from Eidim and Dayanim, they're two separate things, and you need a source for both, that one Eid is enough, one Dayan is enough. And with this we can explain what Rashi writes in the Zayin with Beis, Mipi Ish, Al Yidei Dayan Ish, O Eid Ish. So what's the O? Not O, it's both. You need to have a Dayan, you need to have an Eid. Mashma Rashi, one or the other, how can that be? So the Machne Chaim, the great Reb Chaim Sofer, is called the Ungarish Reb Chaim. So he says that Rashi means is the Gam Eid Hargo Mishim Lo Lo Tia Shmei Gadol Meiriya. That the Eid can kill the guilty party. So we say Lo Tia Shmei Gadol Meiriya, that he's the Dayan are no better than him. He sees it. The Dayan just heard it. And therefore, it's taka o, meaning o dainish or even eidish. Eidish could be enough. Because he could be the dain also, he could carry out his dain. So, eid hargo mishim lo tia shmi agadol meiri, and some before shim rashi yivam, mem zayin and mebeis, the yirmasim odim, lahecha, that the roa could kill. However, we say to Dibra Ramam Smash, and only Dayan Mamuna, only an appointed judge can kill, not an aid. Because on a basin, that's a Mamuna, on an appointed basin, he writes to be, he's talking about the beginning of the halacha, and afterwards he writes, now we're Dayan Echad, so it's Mashma, that he has to be appointed as a Dayan. And it's not sure from Nachash, that we learned about earlier, that anybody can kill between Dayan Echad, because on Nachash, we're all considered Mamuna. But a regular person, you need to be a Dayan Mamuna. It's not any person, not like Rashi. Rashi says any ape can kill, can carry out it with a Dayan. Would carry out. He could serve as Dayan. He doesn't need to come onto the dayan. He could just see and then carry out the punishment. But the Rambam, it doesn't seem that way. No, you need to bring them to an appointed base then, even if that's one person. So we can say that all the shittas, and according to the Rambam, dayan de b'nei noach lo kiyum chiyuvo, who a dayan de b'nei noach is not the kiyum the chiyuv of the nida. But rather, it's doing din mitzad kiyum olam. It's not kiyum chiyuv anidon. It's lasos din mitzad kiyum olam. But you need dayanim and asiyas din. And this kiyum is only through a dayan mumche. Shenken, according to Rashi, was like the Rambanim with his dinim, that it's a din be'etzem, the dayan be'etzem, not just a kiyum of dinim in the world of tikkun olam. But rather, it's a din, it's essentially, it's an intrinsic need for din, and not just for tikkun olam. So the din of Ben Noach is to be mekayim et chiyuv. Lo shu po mitin dayin ma'isa tik shel tikkun olam. She'en okash shel chiyuv shel nidah. It's not that you're just doing a ma'isa tikkun olam. It's not connected to the chiyuv of the nidah. Ma pitam. It's It's a din be'etzem according to Rashi and the Rambam. And therefore, kol she'odeh chiyuv ohargo. So if you know his chiyuv, then obviously not this man is it. But in the old days, hargo. Frat yishim utikun olam. Kol echad yaru yischaber v'yishis v'yo chayim below. If it's tikun olam, then everybody's just going to be killing everybody else. And that's not going to be tikun olam. We're going to be swallowing each other up alive like Menachas Chinuch writes. So therefore, it can't be tikun olam that this aide can just appoint himself judge and then be done with it. But if it's to be Mekayim Mechiv of the Nidon, then yes, he can be Mekayim Mechiv of the Nidon. Let him carry it out. But if it's Mitzat Tikkun Olam, then there's going to be no Tikkun Olam. We're just going to be killing each other. According to the Rambam, it's a Kiyum of Din. It's a Kiyum of the Beis Din. So Memela, you need a Dayan Memuna. You need an appointed dying to be Mekayim the Din of the Beis Din, and that's also Tikkun Olam. Again, if everybody was doing it, there'd be no Tikkun Olam. But according to Rashi, it's not a gilui for a Din Kol Shehu, it's a Hechsher of the Din Mamish. This Ish that includes one Mipi Ish, Ayide Dayan Ish, Eid Ish. So one dying is enough, or one Eid is enough. This isn't just a gilui for any type of Din. This is a Hechsher of the Din Mamish. This is like a stronger Din Mitzad Anita. So you can learn one from the other. That's why Rashi has to ask two separately mudim. Because one dying is enough doesn't mean one aid is enough, and vice versa. If you're saying that you just need a minimal din, so then once you know one, you know the other. It's enough for a minimal din, one aid, one dying. But if it's a din mamish, so by Yisrael, a din mamish needs two for the lechiv and the tour of the nida. And or a quarter three or 23 and for Misa and two Aiden. So here you need a Yalfusa for each one, for Aiden and for you need to learn each one separately. One Aiden and one. One Aiden and one Dayan. But even that works for the Chiyuv of the Nidah. And also you see from here that it doesn't, if that's the logic is correct, then you don't need a dying mumune, you don't need to be appointed. Because the point is not beside the Beis Din. The Beis Din is doing the din for Tikkun Olam, the point is beside the Nidah. So if the Nidah is judged, why does the judge have to be a mumune? As long as he's being judged, that's all that matters. It's not beside the din and the Beis Din, it's beside the Nidah. So as long as the Nidah is judged, it doesn't matter who is doing it, it doesn't matter if he's a mumune or not, if he's appointed or not. See, if he's not appointed, even an aid can be a dying. That's why Rashi emphasizes that we require a yafusa for a dying and a fusa for aid. That's why he says, oh. Mipish. Aide dainish or aidish. That's, you need a yafusa for each. Because here you need a proper din mitzad the nidon, so you should require two. So kamashmal that only one is required, and that same kamashmal tells us that you don't need a mamune. Like the Machane Chaim says in Rashi, that eid hargo mishim lo tia shmei gadol meriya. Like Rashi says in Yevamos from Zayin Amud Beis, that the roa can kill. We saw in the Rambam it's not so, because the Rambam l'shitaso, the dain of bnei noach is not being mekayim the chiyuv of the nidon, but rather is doing din mitzad kiyam ha'olam. So you need din and vasiyah as din, and mele you need a dayin mamune. Hashem came according to Rashi, like the Ramban, but it's a din. But it's a din be'etzim, and it's a dayin be'etzim, so the din of Bnei Noach. So you can kind of mischiv, not that he's called din, but when we din dayin, ma'isa shel tikkun olam. It's not connected to the chiyuv of the nida. No, it's connected to the chiyuv of the nida. And therefore, if you know that he's chayiv, you can kill him. So that, sweet friends, concludes our 10th offering. And we still have loads to go, Baruch Hashem. And we're so thankful to the Rabban Shalom and his infinite kindness that he's allowed us to give these shiurim. And I hope that he continues. We thank him. I thank him so much. And I thank you, sweet friends, so much for listening. Baruch Hashem, Lina Adonam Sheikh, B'Pam Abba, Shalom, Shalom.